Welcome to the Vitality Radio Podcast, your source for the truth about health, wellness, and real alternatives to drugs, surgeries, and the status quo of healthcare. Here, you'll find information that empowers you to take control of your health. But it's not just about health and wellness. It's about the politics of healthcare and protecting your health freedom. Now, here's your host, Jared St. Clair.
Hello and welcome to Vitality Radio. I'm your host each and every week. My name is Jared St. Clair, and I've got what I think is going to be a really useful show for you today. I'm going to talk about shingles. Shingles is an illness that, while temporary, is miserable from everything that I've ever heard from anybody who's had it. Certainly some cases are worse than others, like with most things. And with shingles, it can be internal discomfort. It can be external discomfort, rash. There's a lot of a wide range of variables, I guess you could say, in terms of where it is on the body and all of that. But there are certain things that we know about shingles for sure. And there is a lot of evidence pointing towards some natural things that can help with shingles. And so today's episode, I'm going to go through what I think are the most well-documented natural approaches that you can take for shingles. And we're going to work through them one by one, and I'll share why they may actually help with this infection. So that's what today's episode is all about. If you have questions about what you hear, call me, 801-292-6662. And of course, when I say call me, I guess I should say call my team, because I don't normally answer the phone, although I do sometimes, at Vitality Nutrition, 801-292-6662. They are a fantastic group of people, most of which have been with me for nearly a decade or longer. And they are well-versed in most of the things that I talk about here on Vitality Radio. You can also chat with us on our website at vitalitynutrition.com. Okay, let's get into this. This will be a shorter than normal episode because we're just focusing on shingles today. But according to the Mayo Clinic, shingles is a viral infection that causes a painful rash. Shingles can occur anywhere on the body. It typically looks like a single stripe of blisters that wraps around the left or right side of your torso, but can also be up on your face and other areas of the body as well. Shingles is caused by varicella zoster virus, the same virus that causes chickenpox. After you've had chicken pox, the virus stays in your body for the rest of your life, and years later, the virus may reactivate as shingles. Shingles, while not life-threatening, can be very painful. According to Mayo Clinic, they say that vaccines can help lower the risk of shingles. Early treatment may shorten a shingles infection and lessen the chance of complications. The most common complication is post-therapeutic neuralgia, nerve pain. This is a painful condition that causes shingles pain for a long time after the blisters have cleared. So that's going to be more internal pain and not obvious on the outside. Now, before I start, I need to get into some very specific details here about what I am and what I am not offering you today on Vitality Radio from my position as an educator and someone who talks about natural products and supplements and not as a doctor. It's important to note that while there is a lot of support for the use of each of the following supplements that I'll be talking about in managing shingles and shingles pain, scientific evidence is varied and is stronger in some areas than others. As always, results may vary between individuals, and this is not medical advice, but for your education to help you make more informed decisions with your own health. What I'm about to present is not a medical opinion. It is simply me sharing the evidence that we do have about natural products that may help with shingles based on loads of anecdotal evidence from my customer base over the years and the scientific literature that indicates promise with these options. I'm not a doctor. This is not intended to replace any medical advice from a healthcare provider of your choice. So, with that said, I want to first address what Mayo Clinic said about shingles vaccination. There is an interesting thing that I cannot document with any clinical evidence that I'm aware of yet, anyway. But I can say this: in the last 4 years, in the last 3 years, really, since COVID and the COVID vaccines came around, and a lot more people were getting injected with the COVID shot than ever before. Flu shots were on the rise as well, and shingles shots appeared to be on the rise, just based on what I was witnessing. Again, not based on any numbers but that I've been able to lay my fingers on up to this point. Shingles, though, is something that I used to not get very many people coming in asking about at Vitality Nutrition. In fact, it was a relatively rare occurrence, maybe once a month, twice a month, somebody would come in. Over the last 3 years, it's been weekly, multiple people coming in. It's probably close to daily now that I get somebody coming in asking about it or calling about it or hitting us up on Instagram or the chat on our website or whatever, asking about what can be done for shingles. And of course, in our position as, you know, non-doctors, all we can really is talk about things that will fortify the body and help the body fight the battle against any type of an infection, you know, whether it be shingles or not. I lay all that out because it's really important to understand that I don't think there's actually any compelling evidence that indicates that there's any vaccine that has been able to prevent shingles, and I actually feel I've seen the opposite of that. Again, I'm not your doctor. You can take it up with him or her, but I'm not convinced that this new, relatively new vaccine is actually effective at all. In fact, I almost wonder if it's creating more of the shingles than less. Again, anecdotal evidence just based on what I've seen at one store in Bountiful, Utah, but it does make me question it quite a bit. So let's move into the options. I'm going to run through six things that we have good clinical evidence are probably very supportive in the structure and function of the body actually fighting off any type of viral infection, but specifically this type of viral infection, which is known as an envelope virus. So we'll get into that with each ingredient that I'm going to discuss. The six will be vitamin C, olive leaf extract, monolaurin, vitamin B complex, the amino acid L-lysine, and nano silver. So we're going to go one by one, and I'm going to tell you what we know scientifically, and you can decide what you think makes sense for you. Vitamin C, which of course is often known as ascorbic acid, plays a crucial role in supporting the immune system and overall health. We know this, and that's well documented. While there isn't direct evidence that vitamin C can cure shingles, it may have some potential benefits in managing the condition. Immune system support. Vitamin C is well known for its immune-boosting properties. It enhances the production and function of white blood cells, including lymphocytes and phagocytes, which are essential components of the immune system and fighting off infection. Strengthening the immune response may help the body better combat varicella-zoster virus responsible for shingles. Here are three main things that vitamin C plays a role in. It is antiviral. Vitamin C has been reported to exhibit antiviral effects against certain viruses. While the direct antiviral effects on varicella zoster virus may not be fully established, the immune-enhancing properties of vitamin C may contribute to the body's ability to suppress viral replication and reduce the severity of symptoms. Reduction of oxidative stress, because vitamin C is a powerful antioxidant. Shingles can induce oxidative stress, leading to inflammation and tissue damage. As an antioxidant, vitamin C helps neutralize free radicals and reduce oxidative stress, potentially mitigating inflammation and supporting the healing process. Collagen synthesis. Vitamin C is essential for the synthesis of collagen in the body, a process crucial for maintaining the integrity of skin and connective tissues. Because shingles impacts the skin in manifesting itself in painful skin lesions, adequate collagen production may contribute to the healing of these lesions and reduction in the pain that they cause. Again, while vitamin C supplementation may be very beneficial for shingles, we do have to remember that sometimes if you OD, we'll say, on vitamin C, which you can't OD on vitamin C in terms of, you know, permanent harm, it can give you a little bit of stomach upset and diarrhea. And most people using vitamin C for this purpose are taking about 6,000 milligrams a day of the vitamin C in divided doses, like 1,000 milligrams every couple few hours. My experience has been that if it's straight ascorbic acid, you're far more likely to get stomach upset and diarrhea. So I recommend, if you're going to take higher doses of vitamin C, that you take a mineral ascorbate form, like what I have in the Vital C in the Ultimate Vitality Multi. I'm a big fan of mineral ascorbates because A, they're much more bioavailable. B, they stay in the system longer, and so they have a higher level of activity for an extended period of time. And C, they are simply much easier on the system because of the lower acidity level. So that's vitamin C and how it can potentially help. Olive leaf extract. Now, in my Vital C formula, because that formula was designed as a product to help with the function of the immune system in combating any type of illness or infection or things like that, I looked to decide, you know, what do I want to include with vitamin C that makes a lot of sense, that we've got enough space in the capsule to actually deliver a payload that's an effective dose. And olive leaf extract was kind of a no-brainer once I looked at all the data. So olive leaf is in the Vital C along with some zinc. And zinc, of course, plays a big role in the immune system as well. And the brand new Vital C that'll be coming out in the next couple of months will also have copper in there to help balance out the zinc. And we'll talk about that when I introduce that product in the next couple of months. But back to shingles and olive leaf extract. It's derived from the leaves of the olive tree, of course, has been traditionally used for various health benefits. It is believed to have antiviral properties, and while research is ongoing, some mechanisms suggest how olive leaf extract might work against viruses, including those associated with shingles. There's a specific compound in olive leaf called oleuropein. Oleuropein is how I say it. I may be right, I may be wrong, but that's how we're going. Oleuropein content, olive leaf extract, contains a compound, which is believed to be one of its active components. Oleuropein has demonstrated antimicrobial properties, including antiviral effects. It may inhibit the replication of viruses by interfering with their ability to enter and infect host cells. Immune system modulation is also something olive leaf is known for. It is thought to modulate the immune system, enhancing its ability to defend against infections. By supporting the immune response, it may help the body better combat viruses, including the varicella zoster virus, which, of course, is the shingles virus. Olive leaf extract has also been shown to have anti-inflammatory properties. Inflammation is a common response to viral infections, and by reducing inflammatory processes, the extract may contribute to alleviating symptoms associated with shingles, such as the pain and discomfort that comes along with it. And olive leaf is another powerful antioxidant. The presence of antioxidants in olive leaf extract include polyphenols, which can help neutralize free radicals. And this antioxidant activity may protect cells from damage caused by oxidative stress, the same as vitamin C. So just another approach to antioxidant and anti-inflammatory benefit. Now, many people listening may not know about this next ingredient, which is becoming, in my view, a bit of a superstar. I really, really like this stuff. It's called monolaurin. I'll probably do, you know, a big chunk of a show on monolaurin coming up, so we won't go into great detail here. But what you do need to know about it is that it's derived from coconut. It's a medium-chain fatty acid that has shown potential benefits in supporting a robust immune response. Clinical research has underscored its efficacy against herpes family viruses, particularly in laboratory settings. Notably, studies indicate that monolaurin may play a role in disrupting the protective lipid sheath of what are called envelope viruses, like the herpes zoster virus or the varicella zoster virus, same thing. So, in being that it is in the herpes family, this monolaurin may have real significant benefit. And keep in mind, if you're also talking about things like cold sores that are also in that herpes family, everything that I'm talking about here should have a similar impact, you know, across the board when it comes to those types of viruses. So this enveloped type virus, they're essentially protected by a lipid sheath. And it appears that monolaurin, because it is a fatty acid itself, can actually break down that lipid sheath and open up the virus for the body to fight it off much more effectively. Beyond its potential antiviral properties, though, monolaurin has also been explored for its various health benefits. Some studies suggest that monolaurin may exhibit antibacterial and antimicrobial activity, contributing to its potential in supporting overall immune health. Additionally, it is considered a natural supplement that may assist in maintaining a healthy balance in the gut microflora. There's some really good evidence in that area as well. So if you're looking to rebuild your gut, helping with things like leaky gut and all that, monolaurin has some great side benefits there. It is essential to note that there is a lot of preliminary research on monolaurin, all of which looks really, really good, but it is less well-researched than some of these other ingredients that I'm talking about. Like I say, I think it has the potential to be a superstar in natural health moving forward as we get more and more evidence showing its efficacy. Vitamin B complex. So if you're not familiar with the B complex, this is, you know, you have your numbered vitamins in the B range, your B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B7, B9, B12. These are also all have names. B1 is thiamine, B2 riboflavin, B3 niacin, and so on. And we don't think about B9 all the time, but that's folate, okay? Or B7, we hardly ever call it that. That's biotin. But these are all B vitamins in the B complex. And the B complex is critical for support of the nervous system, which, of course, shingles tends to attack, which is where we get so much nerve pain from shingles virus. They play a crucial role, B complex, in maintaining a healthy nervous system in general, and B12 in particular is essential for nerve function that may help alleviate neuropathic pain associated with shingles. We also know, and I talked about this on a show several months ago talking about neuropathy, that B6, B12, and folate seem to all play a significant role in nerve pain or balancing the nervous system so that nerve pain is not as extreme as it otherwise could be. Nerve cell regeneration is another thing that the B vitamins are critical for, including B1, B6, and B12 that are involved in the regeneration and repair of the cell, the nerve cell itself. These vitamins may aid in the recovery of damaged nerves, reducing pain and discomfort caused by shingles. B complex also has anti-inflammatory properties, which of course can help with pain relief associated with shingles. And we know probably the biggest thing people think about B vitamins with is stress response. And of course, both physical stress, emotional stress, and oxidative stress that come with shingles, or frankly any illness, but shingles maybe more than many others because of the severe discomfort that can come from it. Stress exacerbates all of these symptoms, and calming the nervous system through the B vitamins can potentially help reducing the severity of the pain. B vitamins, of course, are also critical for energy metabolism. Adequate energy production can support the body's overall function and resilience, potentially aiding in the recovery from shingles and reducing pain-related fatigue. Okay, now, I maybe should have started with this because it's the thing that people know the most, I think, for shingles. And I think maybe it probably has the most evidence. In fact, I would say it definitely has the most evidence based on the research I've seen. And certainly the highest rate of use. In fact, many people that come to Vitality specifically for lysine are coming to get lysine specifically for shingles or cold sores. Those are the two things that people often tell me they're using this for. Lysine is an essential amino acid, plays a role in various bodily functions, and some research suggests that it may have a beneficial impact on shingles specifically. And, you know, some research is probably not a strong enough term. A lot of research points this direction. So what does lysine do? It appears to be a viral replication inhibitor. Now, this is really, really big. It's believed to interfere with the replication of the varicella zoster virus specifically. It competes with another amino acid called L-arginine for absorption into cells. In fact, because they use the same cell receptor, many people find if they tend to have a tendency towards cold sores, for instance, that if they take L-arginine without lysine, it'll actually create cold sores for them. That's not because arginine creates cold sores. It's because arginine without enough lysine on board can create an imbalance, and they're competing for the same space at the cell receptor. And if you dump a bunch of arginine in and don't have enough lysine in the system already, which tends to tamp down, it appears, the varicella-zoster virus from replicating. Because remember, this virus, once you've got it, it's on board. You've got it. That I'm aware of, there's not a way to guarantee that you can get rid of it. But you do, your body is able to keep it at bay for the most part, with the exception of significant stress, generally seeming to be the thing that sort of fires it up again. So if you have enough lysine on board, and a lot of people that deal with, especially cold sores, because they can pop up, you know, on the regular, a lot of people take L-lysine on a regular basis. I talk to people all the time that do this, 500, 1,000 milligrams of lysine. And as they say, as long as they do that, they don't have this issue. So let's go back to how lysine works, though, as a replication inhibitor, because this to me is really, really key, because not only appears to have tremendous benefit if you are currently fighting shingles, but definitely appears to have benefit in preventing it in the first place. And of course, that's the ideal situation with natural wellness, is to get ahead of the game, right? So it appears to interfere with the replication of this specific virus. It competes with the amino acid arginine, as I described, for absorption into the cells. And since the virus requires arginine to replicate, an increase in lysine levels may limit the availability of arginine, potentially inhibiting the virus's ability to reproduce. So it's another area of the body where we recognize that balance is king. We've got to have balance, because the body requires arginine, the body requires lysine. They're both necessary amino acids for proper human health, but one too much of one without the other, not optimal. So lysine, big deal when it comes to that. Also, lysine plays a major role in collagen formation, a protein that I discussed with vitamin C is essential for the integrity of the skin and connective tissue, and therefore can have similar benefit to vitamin C when it comes to the skin lesions associated with shingles. And lysine is involved in the production of antibodies and enzymes that play a role in the immune system generally. By supporting immune function, lysine may contribute to the body's ability to combat the varicella-zoster virus, as well as, you know, potentially many other of these types of infections. So that's where lysine fits in. My experience has been that most people with lysine seem to get their best results at around 3,000 milligrams a day in divided doses. It's important to understand that lysine is an amino acid. It does compete for space, like we just talked about with arginine and other amino acids. So if you're going to use it, it's ideal to be used on an empty stomach. In fact, pretty much any single amino acid is that way. So 1,000 milligrams, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes prior to a meal, three times a day is what most people use when it comes to lysine for this purpose. The last thing I want to talk about is nano silver. Now, nano silver, if you've listened to a lot of my shows, you know I'm a huge believer. We actually have a nano silver in our Vitality line in a liquid that you swallow, in a nasal wash, and also now brand new is the gel. And the gel, I believe, has all kinds of potential benefit here, because what we see with the nano silver gel, according to the clinical studies that have been done, is not only does it have antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal potential, but also seems to be extremely soothing and comforting to skin that is irritated. And so nanosilver, both internally and as a gel, probably make quite a bit of sense when it comes to something like shingles. I want to reiterate what I said at the top. This is not medical advice. This is simply me laying out for you the individual ingredients that have good clinical backing, indicating that they probably do help with this virus specifically. I get so many people concerned about shingles on such a regular basis. And I have to say, the biggest thing that sometimes is an issue for people is that shingles appears to be, to me, and this is just my opinion from what I've seen anecdotally, one of these things that is you know, for lack of a better term, big and bad and a little tough to get on top of. So what I have experienced, what I have seen, what I have had people report to me has worked for them is high doses of these things. These aren't things that you'd necessarily take, you know, your daily dose of and be enough. Most people are beefing up that daily dose dramatically. So with the Vital C product, for instance, I've had people report back that they take two capsules six times a day. Yes, that's 12 capsules a day. Now, they're not doing that for 3 months. They're doing that until they're on top of this issue. But that gives you the zinc. It gives you the olive leaf extract. It gives you the vitamin C. Also, really important to understand that lysine, well, again, for maintenance, most people are taking 500 to 1,000 milligrams. I've seen the best results with like 3,000 milligrams when you're fighting this actively. The B-complex, active B-complex is the key. The type of B-complex that is methylated. And you want to do that multiple times a day, probably somewhere between 3 and 6 capsules a day is what I hear the most feedback on from my customers at Vitality. And so all of these things, the dosage matters, and you've got to fight fire with fire, so to speak. So if you, when you are looking at the clinical data, you'll see, and I recommend that you look this up for yourself and get more educated than what I'm giving you here so that you're comfortable with what you're doing for your own health. But when you look at the data, these, the effects that appear to be very evident in the clinical setting are at higher doses than what would be a typical dose. And that includes monolaurin. I didn't mention that one, but it appears that 1,500 milligrams of monolaurin per day is a pretty good spot for the clinical benefit that it provides. All right, so that's the story. Hopefully this is a useful tool for you. There will be links to things that I've discussed in the show description. If you like what you hear, let us know. Tell somebody about this podcast. Join the Vitality Radio listeners community. Check us out online at vitalitynutrition.com or give us a call and talk to my team at Vitality Nutrition, 801-292-6662. Thank you so much for listening to me. I'll be back with you next week for another couple of great shows here on Vitality Radio. I'm Jared St. Clair, and this has been the Vitality Radio Podcast.
You've been listening to the Vitality Radio Podcast. Enjoy your week. In the meantime, Jared will be feverishly searching for the latest nutrition info to educate you on and wading into mounds of propaganda to help steer you through it. Vitality Radio is researched and written by Jared St. Clair. Our awesome music is by Brian Bob Young. Support Vitality Radio by subscribing and giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or your favorite podcast source. Don't forget to follow us at Vitality Radio on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Please let us know your thoughts about this episode by using the hashtag Vitality Radio Podcast. And if you like what you hear, go tell somebody with a share, a screenshot, or an airdrop. Thank you.